Hey y'all, and welcome to the 2024 season of And Just Like What? Sex in the City Rewind Podcast.
Yes, we're Sex in the City super fans. Meredith and Ricky tell the truth and nothing but the truth about the show that made us who we are today. As I said, my name is Ricky.
My name is Meredith, and we've just discovered some super fans in the Czech Republic.
We are tracking almost number one in the Czech Republic. So whatever is happening over there, reach out, please. We need to know what's happened.
Why do you like us?
Can you tell us all about us?
Do you know what? Maybe it's because you're Ukrainian and my husband thought they were Ukrainian, but they did their 23andMe and they found out they're actually not, but they're culturally Ukrainian.
What actually are they? Like more French, like Russian, French.
French and Irish.
No, and culturally Ukrainian. You know what? Not many people choose cultural Ukrainian, right?
Like they thought they were. They're my mother-in-law's mom did not speak English. She was from off the boat near Edmonton, Ukrainian.
Well, you know what? How do we know how people emigrated and moved around Europe and got to Ukraine and Russia and all that?
We think someone was adopted. We think there's maybe an adoption.
There's an adoption.
Yes. Because there's around the war, right? Like in and around.
Lots happening.
Between wars. So.
Well, Ukraine. Okay. No, this is not what this podcast is about. I mean, I was going to educate you about Ukraine's borderland.
Okay. And look, we know that the Czech Republic is not the Ukraine.
No, we know that. I think what we're trying to say is Slavic ties.
Yes. Yeah, Slavic.
And
do you like a
is
Slavic?
That correct? Is that like correct? Because we also said that Ireland was in the Commonwealth. Got a lot of feedback for that. Got a lot of feedback.
Czech Republic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Slovakia. It used to be Czechoslovakia. So you'd think that the Slovaks and
are Slavic. It's part of the West Slavic subgroup of the larger Slavic ethno-linguistic group.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on, how was your holiday? We took a little bit of a break. There's a lot going on. Some COVID got in there.
Do you know what? Can I just say that I like a Slavic man.
Oh yeah,
me too. I like that kind of like.
You would have been all in on Rasputin. You would have been right. He could have been bloodletting you and like hypnotizing you.
Rasputin, put those leeches on my vagina.
Heal me now, Rassi.
I don't know if I would have been on Rasputin, but I like kind of a fair, but then also like very masculine. There's something very traditionally gender normed masculine about. Maybe I'm.
It's kind of like how Matt is in this episode. What a fucking loser. Would you have been attracted to him?
I kind of was.
Is that his name, Matt? No, yeah. Bennett. No, Matt. Matt.
Samantha's lackey.
Like, this is like the most gender stereotype that they could have thrown in there for straight.
I kind of like it because then I like to kind of dominate it. Do you know what I mean?
Or do you like to break it down?
I do. I like to talk to them about feminism. Man,
but I'm done with you. I will emasculate you and just get a ring on this finger.
But maybe just like dig a hole and then come back in and let me smell you.
Oh, the smells.
Yeah.
Do you like a little bit of body odor? Do you know what I mean? Like a little musk?
A little onion? Armpit onion?
Oh, you know, yeah. I don't know if I like that armpit onion. I don't like when onion and garlic seeps through the skin. The scent of that is not as appealing. I like day-old, like, work sweat.
Yeah, but sometimes it can be a bit oniony, no?
Yeah, sometimes it can be.
Maybe so. I like how you say maybe so.
I mean, you know, you have to have eaten a little bit of onion, I think.
But, I mean, I think that's a big part of the Slavic diet.
Oh, onion sandwich. Onion, full-on, just raw onion sandwiches in my house. Hold when I was
no.
Yes, my dad. Oh my god.
He would eat a raw. I've never heard that in my life. Like not even slightly cooked.
Not at all. With like buttered bread.
Put it between bread.
White bread, white buttered bread with raw onion, salt and pepper. This is
that's a thing?
That's a thing. I can actually even send you a Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart has a whole segment on how she loves raw onion sandwiches, and she's Polish.
Oh my God. It's a thing. You know what? I can see how it's actually kind of like detox. It's almost like Gwyneth Paltrow. It's like a bit goopish.
My brother, whenever he would get a flu, this was another old legend, they would put raw onions on their armpits when they'd have a fever. So you could have done that when you had that 2-day fever.
That's so interesting. Kind of just support the lymph.
Yes. And it kind of draw the thing was like, they thought it would draw out the fever.
Well, cause if you leave an onion in a place that's really stinky, it like absorbs the scent.
It dominates the scent too.
But then doesn't it also absorb it?
Does it really?
I don't know.
We have to look into this. Onions are special.
So much we learned. Onions are
the content that we need.
Okay, look, y'all, Ricky and I are procrastinating because we watched a real bad
stinker. A real onion.
It just the tone was not great, and it's a shame. It's a shame because there could have been some cool.
I didn't even like this back then. You know what this? You know what this? You know what this one gave me?
What?
Kind of like the 2000 equivalent of And Just Like That, where they picked a topic du jour and revolve around that topic du jour. Oh, we're gonna do gender. And we're going to explore gender we're going to wing it.
with no kind of sensitivity,
input from people, you know, with diverse gender.
Okay. This is my kind of bold thought. Do you think that Darren Star might be a little bit
of a nut?
Of a homophobe himself?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I mean, I would venture to say, how old do you think he's, about 60-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like an era where there's a lot of internalized homophobia. I'm not, you know, I don't know, but this does happen. This does happen.
I just wonder, because he's one of the writers, and even in Just Like That, like, I feel like some of the, it's like a boomer reflecting on...
Yeah, I know.
Gender.
I know.
With some internalized self-hatred.
Yeah, well, it's just like when Charlotte says... I like roles. I like
labels.
You're gay, straight. You tell me and you stick to it. And that's actually a lot of, like, you know, people from that era, like maybe boomer, Gen X, you know, bleeding into millennial. It's like, can we at least now have, I'm fine with whatever it is, the diversity, but can we stick to it? And can I understand the rules?
Exactly. I need the rule to make sense of it.
Yeah.
Which... I mean, I don't want to, I understand that. I don't want to like downplay that. And I also know I'm speaking from a place of privilege because I'm straight.
Well, you're straight, but you've also have thought about this for a long time about, you know, in the realm of some of your husband's work and just your work as a human
I believe in sexual fluidity, and I know that's privileged to be able to say.
Yeah. That's very enlightened to think that, because I can relate to this idea of like, I need a label, because we were very into that. Like when I first came out, everything was labeled, even within the gay culture. You needed to know, are you a bear? Are you a twink? Are you a this, a that, the blah, blah, blah. There was like 20 different subcultures.
Were you a platypus?
There was otter. Like kind of like a chubbier twink. That was otter, I think. Yeah, I think so. Mm. Like, I'm not kidding. There's so many. And so because like now we need to understand what the subculture is and like, what are you? Are you femme? Are you mask? Are you top? Yeah. Are you bottom? There's so much of this. And it's still a hangover from that. I still do it.
It was interesting for me that something you said a few episodes ago, we were talking about how important... it was the one about the episode about the guy who Charlotte was dating. She didn't know if he was gay or straight. He was like a gay straight man.
Oh yeah.
But how important it was, you needed that clarity, because it was actually a safety issue. So I can understand that, where it's like, it needs to be clear because there's violence. There's potential for violence there.
Yeah. There can be a lot of harm. There still can be. And people are still passing. There are people now still passing, and it blows my mind. There's a lot less, a lot fewer, like there are now, you know, kids who are just whatever they are. And you're witnessing that in your children, like in your children's generation. Like they're not asking about this, right?
You know.
Oh, are they? Do they want to know what are the rules?
My son, my youngest son, who he says he's a boy and he refers to himself as a boy, but it's his older brother's. But he also loves to wear dresses and he loves to get his nails done and he loves to wear makeup. And we have no issue with that. And we don't really talk about kind of restrictions in that way. Mm-hmm. And his family is really supportive, his external family.
Who is his family, if not you guys? No, I'm kidding. I was like, which family? Everyone in
his Ukrainian family. In his,
they're assholes. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Everyone is just open to it. What about his peers?
Well, so this is what I was going to say. So it's his older brother's birthday. He's turning 9. They're going to a parkour gym. And of course, Gally's going because he's on the invite list. And Gally said, the first time he's ever said something in this, he said, Mom, well, what if Lou's friends ask me if I like girls? And I was like, oh, well, you can say yes. Like, you have lots of girls who are your friends. Oh. But he said, but no, I like girls because I sometimes want to be a girl. Like, will they make fun of me?
Oh, it melts my heart. It melts me. It absolutely melts me to have that conversation with a mom.
I know. So I was just kind of like, well, you can talk about it if you want to, but you also don't have to say anything because you're just playing parkour. Like, you're just going to be at the ninja gym.
They're probably not going to ask you. You're asking these questions. Gally's asking these questions, right? And he's probably not going to come up.
It's probably not going to come up. I think it might be because some of Lou's friends are.
Are they starting to say they're liking?
He's a really religious evangelical kind of Baptist friend.
Okay.
Who's made some comments about.
Oh no.
God says this is wrong, and he's his friend, and so we all want to support like discourse and conversation, and so Lou will sometimes come back and tell us, you know, he says that like Lou has one of his aunts is gay and she's marrying her partner. And
oh yeah.
We're so happy. It's wonderful. Yeah. And so we're like, well, in our house, we support everyone's right to choose who they want to love and everyone is made perfect. And we don't believe in a God that believes that.
That disagrees with any of that Yes. Oh, I know. He is lucky. It's hard, but he's lucky. Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. Was it Gally or Lou in hair?
Gally. Hairspray.
Hairspray. Oh my God. I still forgot.
Hairspray.
I have convinced myself was in hair. And I thought it was so funny that the club that they go to
it's called Hair.
It's called Hair.
I know.
Oh, it's so funny.
Anyways, that's my rant about how this is related.
Wow. But you know, like that's, hey, maybe having this conversation, like this show, this is almost 25 years ago. And
yes,
it's kind of bold. I mean, I think even back then, though, I was like,
it just felt a bit.
You know what? It felt a little juvenile.
Kind of just judgmental. Judgmental. Petty.
Petty. Oh, and like kind of du jour. Like, I'm going to explore sexuality and bisexuality this month.
Yeah.
On my column, and I'm going to figure this out and blah, blah, blah. You know, the only part, and nothing really related to characters. Like, I didn't believe anything. Like, I didn't believe that Carrie actually thinks this way and would react this way in a lot of these situations.
Yeah. It seemed unusual.
It seemed unusual. And, but you know what? There's one grain of truth in this episode that made it kind of worthwhile. Like, I think it took it from the bottom, maybe like 10 episodes to the bottom 20. We have to do our vulture. We have to do our plot summary.
Synopsis? So, yeah. Okay. All right. So this episode, it's season 3, episode 4. I've seen it named two different things on.
I know. Opposite sex.
Yep. Opposite sex or boy, girl, boy, girl.
See, on the actual show, it said boy, girl. So I'm just going with that.
Yeah. So it's a short one. It says, Carrie finds out the guy she is dating is bisexual. And because of him, she explores the bisexual community for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of it. And then some of the tags are nude waitress, canapé.
I mean, as if this happened in New York City.
So this is Samantha's quote is, "I'm a trisexual. I'll try anything once.
I'll try anything.
Do you know what's kind of cool? So the guy who plays Carrie's boyfriend, Sean, this is his first ever on-screen role.
Wait. So then he goes on to Friends.
He was on Friends, yeah. And then he did like a really long time on CSI New York. Like 10 years.
He aged poorly.
You think so?
Yeah.
I love his blue eyes. Him out.
Gorgeous at that time.
You don't think he aged well? I think he still looks cute.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone. Oh, I'm thinking of, maybe I'm thinking of the absolute man. He aged poorly.
Maybe he Samantha's.
I think he looks good.
Anyways.
Skin tone? I don't know.
I just love that. Could you imagine being, because both Ricky and I were actors in our 20s. Could you imagine your first on-screen role is like a supporting lead?
You know what? Like that
is amazing.
That's unbelievable. And in a show that was starting to really catch on, like this is the season I think that it really exploded. I guess,
do you know what? I'm saying that, but my first on-screen roles were also really big.
Oh my God. And you literally laughed. And then if you, everyone could see, she actually tilted her head down and started scratching her back of her neck. Like, okay, I'm just going to wait for.
Have you been watching Singles Infernal? Have you watched Singles Infernal, the Korean dating show?
No.
It is so good because culturally in Korea, I guess if holding someone's hand is like the equivalent of full on having sex in paradise.
No,
you have to watch it. And there's this one of the contestants does this thing where she like tips her chin and like looks up through her eyes. Like that's how she's always.
That's
like,
how what you did to me just now. To ask to see what kind of compliments I'd give you on your career.
You gotta toot your own horn, especially when you feel like demoralized at 40. I know.
Well, you're looking great at 40.
You should have seen me at 24 when I was landing big Canadian roles. That's
true. You did
it's have like a great an oxymoron. Career. Big Canadian roles.
Big Canadian careers. Canadian premieres left, right, and center.
Oh, left, right, and center.
Carpets.
Okay, so let me tell you where this is for
I'm gonna guess it's at 80.
Okay. Is that your last?
Well, that's my guess.
Okay. It's so there's 93 episodes that we're talking about. It's 92nd.
I don't think it deserves quite that.
I think this might be a woke vote for all those wokers out there.
It's definitely a woke vote, and that's fine. You have to look at these things through the lens of today, and that's what we're trying to do here.
This is a funny review, though. It says, another one for the Times of Changed files.
Yeah.
Carrie's all kinds of rattle to find out her young beau is bi, so much so that she runs out of a party flustered and not even in a good way after sharing a brief smooch during Spin the Bottle with Alanis Morissette. Message received. No one's going down on anyone in this theater.
Oh, no.
No, that was funny.
Yeah, you know, I just hated Alanis in this, and I think that's part of why I hated it too.
You did? I thought she was cute in this. She's
cute and everything, but I think at the time I was really proud of her because it was like this, you know, the Canadian breakup. But I just think she's so bad on screen, and I hated the Spin the Bottle. Like, this party is my idea of hell. Hell.
Really?
Pure hell. What? I never liked any of this type of thing.
You never, we used to do, because we used to have these crazy theater school parties that were just like this. We would have like sex dice and do like those games. And
although it's a very theater school-esque kind of
thing. It totally is. It'd be like a lingerie party. You had to do body shots. This poor girl dislocated her knee, like naked wrestling.
Oh my God. This is all at U of A?
Yeah, they were fun parties.
Wow. Wow. Us and Ryerson, you know, we were much more serious. We had to, you know, prepare for our Shakespeare monologues.
Take your Metamucil. Go to bed.
Get some slippery elm tea so I can do my optimum pitch the next day.
Do you think your optimum pitch is higher than your natural voice or actually lower?
Oh, lower. Much lower.
So then that's why I think some people think it's higher and then it just sounds whack.
Well, and then you get vocal fry. You're getting everything. You're getting bad quality.
If I talk like this.
Do I talk like this?
We should focus, I guess.
Oh my God. Okay, because we don't care about this episode.
We don't care.
Let's quickly recap what all the supporting characters go through in this episode. Okay, first, so, and then we'll end with Carrie.
Okay, we'll end with Carrie. So Samantha hires this guy named Matt, who I found attractive. He's like very coarse. He's like kind of coarse and like
does arrogant. He look like that Oppenheimer actor?
Cillian Murphy?
Yeah.
Let's see. Matt. Oh. Right?
Yeah. Matt. Like, I mean, she's giving me...
He's cute.
He's cute, but she's giving me such, the Harvey vibes. Like, I mean, how does she run a business?
How
in the world?
I know. They're committed to this Harvey Weinstein vibe for Samantha. So the good thing is that... does he look like... he doesn't really look like Cillian Murphy. He's like very masculine. He's very masculine looking to me.
Yes.
Like he has like big features, like male, like I'm being so...
Do you remember when she has that affair kind of with the priest, the monk man?
Samantha?
Yes.
She's an affair with a priest?
Remember?
Kind of. She starts going to church.
And he's from another world. Actually, he was an actor in another world. And he kind of reminds me of that guy. And I love that actor.
Oh, Friar Fuck.
Friar Fuck. And he was also in Picket Fences. Do you remember the show Picket Fences?
Yeah, I loved that show.
He was the cop. He was the male cop with, what's her name? He was the male cop.
The red-haired actor.
Yes, who was married to Jim Carrey.
I liked her.
I loved her.
I'm excited for that episode.
I love that episode. Okay.
The agony and the ecstasy.
Yes, it's so good. So she hires this assistant. She's so turned on by him, but she's a dom, right? She wants to dominate him. And she's so like looking at him through like, you know, Venetian blinds from her office. just undressing him with her eyes, like so inappropriate. He is the worst
assistant. I kind of like
all
him.
Time.
I'm kind of into him.
He calls a woman a bitch. That bitch.
Oh, Costas Mandalore. Friar. Oh, I remember this episode. Sorry, I had to go do some snooping.
That's why I was vamping.
I know. You vamped hard.
I had to.
Because you could tell I was a black hole.
I could hear the clicking. I can hear the Googling.
Black hole of disinterest. You sound like, oh my gosh, you totally just sounded like Anthony. So that's what happens. And then she fires him and has sex with him. Yeah. That's it.
Okay, that's all for her.
So Charlotte.
Charlotte has a, this all kind of kicks off with Charlotte. She has a an opening at her gallery.
I just realized that the next episode after this one is also the worst one.
The actual worst one?
When Samantha dates that Siobhan.
Oh, it is the worst. It's like the bottom of the barrel. Okay, we should have done a double hitter.
I know.
For this episode, but whatever. Oh, well. We'll get into it.
Whatever.
She has Barrett, the artist, this photographer who's...
Baird.
Baird.
This guy is so predatory in every exchange he has. Like, I could not even be in the same room as him. He's just like, gender's a construct, a very beautiful construct.
Oh, I know. And she goes and runs and... to those canapes, and I have to relate to her because that's I was running to the canapes at Christmas. I was full on flustered, like eating canapes, like I mean lots.
Flustered? Why were you having awkward?
These are like a meal.
Why? What was happening? Did you invite someone who was
hard.
Like,
no, I worked
let
hard.
Me suck your balls.
Yeah, someone was like, looking up my package at Christmas, and I was like, I gotta go get some canapes. Oh, look, I'm hungry. Oh, is that a pig in a blanket? No, that's a bad analogy.
Cocktail weenie? No.
Cocktail weenie? Oh,
no.
No.
Cuba saw? No, yes, no.
Slice of Cuba? We called it Cuba growing up, by the way. So that's how intimate my Ukrainian family was with kubasa, kielbasa. We called it Cuba.
Cuba, Bahama, come on, pretty mama.
Montego.
One of Stafford's siblings is on like a low FODMAP diet, so you can't have garlic or onions. So they got Kubusa without garlic. And I was like, what is the point?
What is that?
Like nothing, like pork tube.
Just smoked.
Yeah. With nothing. I was like, no one ate it because they're like, ugh. All right, sidebar. So Samantha, and then Charlotte gets Baird, takes pictures of drag kings.
And this is so cringy, and she's so not a good drag king. I don't know. He was obviously lying to her to get her. Well, they actually didn't sleep together. She was just so, like, flattered. She's the type of woman, honestly, that gets flattered by any attention, right? So she let an artist paint her pussy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it as it is. It's hard for me. I've almost never said that word in my life.
Her vulva?
Her vulva.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful word. Her beautiful sight.
Were you like la, 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 when there was that extra naked, full-on naked extra? I was like, that sucks. She's the naked extra,
and she was like, shaved bare,
like a prepubescent baby.
So exposed when you're shaved like that, and you have to work the whole night.
I know. How many takes did they do of her just carrying that tray? I felt so bad for her. Oh,
could you imagine like the workplace safety issues?
Oh, she just like sits on.
She can't carry hot soup.
She's surfing hot soup.
I was once burned myself on hot cheddar soup.
Do you want a titty in your hot cheddar soup? So that happened, and then Miranda's arc is pretty good with Steve.
Well, Miranda's is good. You know, that's the
She's an absolute bitch to Steve.
Oh, I couldn't handle him. I can't handle Steve in my home.
You were on Miranda's side.
I was on her side. I was like, get off of my side of the bed. Matt and I actually very early on were like, we're not going to cuddle every night and pretend.
No.
We are on like.
Never.
You do you.
Like 50% of the time, Stafford and I don't even sleep in the same bed. It is glorious.
Glorious. You have your own, carve out your own niche. Steve, get your goddamn body and those boxers.
Your weird outie belly button.
Yeah. Over to another side of the bed. Don't gravitate towards me in your heat. You can just tell he's a hot. She's a cold sleeper. He's a hot sleeper.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't like it either.
Right? He runs hot.
Yeah.
And then that pile of laundry on the floor.
It's like that one time that I forgot to take my FaceTime off and I was giving you, I was just talking to you and you're like, why is there so much laundry?
I mean, I almost felt like I needed to send Fishman's dry cleaning over.
There was like four laundry baskets because sometimes we'll do the laundry and then I'll just sit because like I'll see how long it takes for someone else to fold it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's a good tactic. Yeah. But your kids are 6 and 9.
Yeah. So their clothes, they'll wear their clothes like for 20 minutes and then put it right in the wash.
I remember when we were kids, we would like put our towel in the wash every time we used it.
Yeah, because you're probably jerking off into that towel.
That towel could stand on its own. That towel could walk to the laundry room.
Ricky, Randy, and Ronnie were using that towel. This towel's been triple R'd.
Yeah, that towel has been starched. You don't starch towels except for in the Zaishli household.
It's just very different visions that were helping you get to that starch place. You were like, was it fryer fuck for you?
So I have a funny heartwarming story about my mom.
Okay.
So we watched Bridesmaids together once.
Uh-huh.
And remember that scene where the woman's like talking about finding towel or the, you know, stiff, right?
Yeah.
My mom was laughing so hard, like, I know you. I know. And I was so, I was literally slinking out of my spirit was leaving my body. And because it happened, right? Like that did happen.
She had three boys. Of course it happened.
I just can't.
My oldest was like, I was in the shower and he's like, Mom, I'm going to have a shower after you. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'll keep the water on. So I got out of the shower and then he got back in and I'm like soaping up. He's like 9. He's like, shut the door.
With all the soap. Mom, we need extra lather soap.
So I'm like, okay, you do you. You get clean.
Soap
Shut
stings.
The door, Mom.
I just have to say, soap stings. So, moving on. Oh, no.
Okay.
This was the grain of truth. So, this is the one part of this that actually meant something to me, and it related to the character in a true way, okay. is when Miranda was like, I'm scared of you moving in. I'm just, yeah. just scared of it.
Yeah.
Like, and I went through this with Matt. Like, I was alone for a long time.
Yeah.
And I was so scared of sharing the space, you know? And so.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also think that we're starting to release this idea of what a partnership can look like, that even the idea of like sleeping in the same bed. I have so many of my friends are like, no, I don't sleep with my partner. It's every night, you know? And also this idea, like my dad and his wife, they had separate houses for a really long time. Like he had a house in Calgary. She had a house in Vancouver. They also had a shared summer house in Kelowna, you know, like.
Were they together? I'm sorry.
Yes, they were married. They were married.
And it was happening
during that time. Well, because my dad was still working in Calgary. And so he would, you know, it like, so they were like kind of week on, week off. And
you,
it worked
you
really
have
well.
To negotiate that as a couple. You have to figure out what works for you as a couple. You really do. I mean, and if it works, it works, right?
Yeah.
Matt got a CPAP. That works. So that was the problem. Matt
snores.
Yeah. And we started.
Why are those balloons coming?
That's really crazy.
That happens to me all the time.
It's a gesture I did.
That happens to me all the time. Sometimes when I'm talking to clients, the balloons
I just
come.
Talked about Matt having getting a CPAP and a million balloons exploded on my screen.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. And that changed. I mean, it just changed everything. It changed everything. And like, it was just unbelievable for us.
Stafford started to snore. And I'm like, are you sound like you're like a
have apnea,
pig,
right?
Pig on a spit roast.
Yeah. So he should go get it checked out. Okay, wait, we're digressing again.
We're digressing.
Because we have no content here. Okay, so.
So Carrie dates Sean, who comes out that he's bisexual, which she calls him a bisexual. He's a bisexual. That's his whole identity.
Condescending. Yeah. It's so dismissive. It's like saying you're a gay.
Exactly.
You're a gay.
Yeah. And then she says, I'm not even sure bisexuality exists. She says it's a stopover on the way to Gay Town.
Oh, she says that. Oh my God. You know, but Samantha was like, you know what? Everyone's kind of fluid. That's like young people. Me too.
Yeah, she says, I think it's hot. She's, I know.
Yeah. And Charlotte's like, I like gender stereotypes. And then Miranda's like, obviously grappling with the fact that she is in fact gay and can't come to terms.
What do you think it was like for Cynthia Nixon to do this episode? I wonder if she was like, this sucks.
I would have said something. I would have helped control the narrative of this script a bit. I think she would now.
Yeah.
But back then, you know, you're on a hot TV show and you're like.
It just, the thing I don't like about it is that they're framing this idea of someone's sexual identity as being fake to, and then also plays into that predatory gay trope, right? That it's like people are pretending to be bisexual to just have sex with people. And it's like, what? And if we look at any instances of cheating in Sex and the City, it's always the straight cisgendered people who cheat on each other. Hmm. You know? It's Carrie who cheats on Aiden.
Well, it's Carrie. And then, there's something else that Carrie said. Oh, you know what I thought was a really weird thing where she was like, well, you know, when they were at the skating party, she was like, found out that he had a boyfriend and she's like, well, that's him. And then she's like, but 5 minutes later we were in bed and that's just me.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
I know.
Because that's actually not like you.
It's not. Yeah. She usually takes her time. She's usually more of a prude.
She's a prude. She's like not
So it's weird. And then she's obsessed with this idea of him because he's bisexual that he's unable to commit. So that's what I had trouble with. It's this idea that if you identify as being sexually fluid, you're not willing to commit because then you'll always be distracted, right? Like you're not willing to, like the label somehow keeps you in your lane, you know?
You know what I thought the bigger barrier for them was age.
For sure. She's like a decade older.
She's a decade older. She keeps saying, I'm an old fart. I don't understand. Yes. She goes to this party and it's obviously like she's just the oldest person there. Yeah. Carrie doesn't like being the oldest person there. I mean, she loves being the younger than big, I think.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So I think age is a bigger problem. And it is a bigger problem with them. He's immature. He might be mature sexually.
I like him. I think he's cute.
But he's immature.
But he's not they really keep because
talking about like drug-addled relationships.
I guess, but even I think feel like his responses are more mature than Carrie's when she's like, if you saw a really hot guy or a really hot woman, and he's like, it's actually not about that, it's about the person, and I'm really into you. And he's like, I'm into you.
No, you're right. No generation that then the problem isn't eight maturity or anything, it's generational divide.
Yeah.
He's from a different cloth.
I'm just bothered by this idea that like a label keeps you on your leash. And I think it's often the real big issue with monogamy, especially for men. And like, maybe that's a general statement to make, but I feel like there's this idea that you're like the old ball and chain, right? Like when you marry, if you're cisgendered, you become leashed and limited to the relationship, and then you're.
But if you're gay or bi, anything goes. Is that what we're?
I think that's what it seems like. That if you're bi, it's like, oh well, you have the potential
for anyone. Are you? Because she was in that club and she was looking. Are you looking at the guy? She kept obsessing over everything.
Yeah.
Are you looking at the guy or the girl? Or, you know, like, well, you're not an actual maniac, a sexual maniac exactly. If you're bisexual.
Exactly. But it's like you're not constantly like, where in my experience, often that energy comes from straight married men, in my experience. And here's my anecdote.
Harvey Weinstein.
Would you like to hear my anecdote? So when we were in Palm Springs, I was there with my pals. We're out one night and there's this group of guys. Palm Springs is not really a nightlife place. It's like where elderly people go to play pickleball. But my one friend really wanted to go out. It was her 40th birthday.
It's gay. A lot of gays.
A lot of gays.
And older people.
Yeah, and older people.
Yeah.
So we're out and there's this group of straight guys from Oregon. They were firefighters. And they came over and started chatting with us. And we're like, we're quite predatory. My friend and I left early. And then the other group of the gang stayed a bit later. And it turns out that these guys had decided among them, except for one of them, who was like sitting looking at pictures of his kids on his phone the whole time.
That's
they decided pick. That they'd given each other a hall pass.
Wait, who they did? Who gave them the pass? The other
each
men?
Other.
The pass doesn't come from an asshole friend.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So there was like five of them, and four of them had decided that they were gonna get with someone tonight. They were all married.
Oh, my God.
They were all part of this, like, they're all firemen who were part of this, like, station in Oregon who were doing, like, they're driving someone's car back from California. Yeah. So they
gross.
Were.
Gross. Gross.
How gross is that?
That's gross. Why are you going to get proper, respectable Calgarian ladies that way.
Exactly.
Oh, that's really bad. But
A, we are Canadian. B.
It's like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas mentality, but
exactly.
In Palm Springs. But for Palm Springs, what happens in Palm Springs stays in Palm Springs. It's like antiquing.
Yeah. Walking with your toy poodle. Like, acai bowls.
Like your hokas.
Like a modern art tea towel.
Exactly. Like
so gross.
A wink from a older antique dealer.
In a muumuu.
Right? That's so true. Like, that's let's be careful. Let's be wary about them, not the bis. Not a bisexual.
So then Carrie kisses Alanis Morissette, and it's a pretty lame, tame kiss. And then she ghosts Sean.
She's a piece of shit. She's also a piece of shit in this, in when she goes to the goddess training session.
Yeah, she is.
They're so bad in public in those. Like, why do they keep going to group classes?
I mean, Miranda is terrible. She can't pop her hip.
I could see you leading that. You should start an inner goddess workshops. Oh, you'd we'll be just, so good.
We'll just like have mirrors attached to our pants and we have to like watch our vulva gyrate as we move. Yes. Move like your vulva. Move like your labia.
Like, is there a lot of movement?
Depends if you look I'm a really rusty saggy on the- if you have a really saggy one. like a hound dog kind
oh,
of.
Oh, does like so if you're laying down at kind of opens up
like if you hung it out a window it would flap like a hound dog's jowls.
Oh no, like a manta ray.
You should probably go to the doctor if it's like a manta ray.
But I loved her dress.
Oh, I loved her pleather dress.
Oh, the pleather so dress great. With the camellia on the shoulder. Do you think that could have been Chanel? I don't know if Chanel ever, but the camellia
pleather.
I don't know if Chanel ever did leather dresses or, but maybe, but that camellia is very Chanel.
I'm obsessed.
I could have looked it up.
I have like no less than 3 pairs of pleather pants right now.
Oh.
Obsessed.
Obsessed. She looked obsessed great. I loved her copper coral makeup.
Yep. She looked beautiful. I also loved at the art gallery, Charlotte's wearing this like mock neck kind of sleeveless black dress. Oh my God. It's beautiful.
I like Charlotte's gallery looks.
Oh, beautiful.
I love a gray mix kind of sheath dress with glasses.
Yeah, and a belt. Yeah. So I think that's all that's happened.
Yet we managed to talk about it for 40 minutes and we didn't really like it.
We didn't really like it. We should mention that we did our viewers.
We're garbage too.
Yeah, we asked for our viewers to vote on their favorite cozy episode, and the vote that we got, one vote.
Thank you for that to whoever that was.
Because we agree with you. It was I Heart New York, which is a season 4 episode.
Oh, it is such a great. So both Meredith and I watched it. We talked about it, and we're like, this is a gem. And if we were to actually break up the continuum of the timeline here, it might be a little confusing. So we'll wait. We'll wait. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Why do we promise anything to people?
Yeah. Why do we even ask? It's such a great episode. I agree that it's so cozy and loving. And when you're right, it's just such a jump. So much has happened. It would be and confusing.
Her hair is so short. Like you wouldn't know what's going on to see it.
It's ranked number one.
It's number one.
But you also like My Motherboard
My Motherboard Myself is number one to me, and this is number two.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful episode. The growth, the character growth is amazing because it mirrors kind of similar themes to what happens in season one with Big leaving, but it just carries response.
But in the way is right. She just doesn't freak out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, viewer, for suggesting that. Like Ricky said, we both watched it and it was so cozy.
It really was cozy. So everyone, loved go it. Watch it. Hey. Yes.
It's a great, great episode. I think it's episode 18, season 4.
I Heart New York. And to our Czech friends.
We love you.
We love you so much. We are like stars there. Do you think that if we went, like it wouldn't be a problem with security?
I mean, what do you mean with security? Well, we couldn't swarmed.
Just walk around.
We couldn't just like go and eat peta hay.
Oh, look at you saying the Ukrainian word for our beautiful dumpling pierogi. Although we said peta hay. I don't know.
Peta hay.
You say peta hay, I say peta hay. So, you know, now we're just talking for no reason. So, everyone, have a lovely 2024 and we're just in this together. I have a feeling that And Just Like That is going to be another summer show. So,
can I just see if there's an air date?
Yeah, please do. Because like it was last year and it works as a summer show to me. It's a summer show. Even though they showed a whole year and I didn't love it.
I have bad news.
What?
It won't be released till 2025.
Well, we're just going to get through a lot of these rewind episodes.
So stay tuned. That damn strike.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, everyone have a lovely week and we'll be back next week with the worst episode of the series.
Ever. Can't wait.
Bye.
Bye.